Good evening, friends. This is Carolyn Evers and Charlene McNeil.
Hello,
hi, Charlene. So, Charlene, what interesting things has happened this week with regards to the people who are calling in with different problems? Anything unusual?
You know, it's kind of like when we had the radio show last week. They've all been different. It's, you know, it's just not a set pattern. It's like everybody has their own separate issues, and they're not seem to be the same.
Have they been emotional issues?
No, not necessarily. Some of them are health problems that we've been dealing with. But it's been interesting to do so much, have God go in and doing so much to release the cellular memory from past life and the DNA and removing information from the subconscious mind. So that's been a big job this, you know, in the past week, trying to clear all of that.
Yes, these things are just amazing as to what is happening. Also, I have found that people who, or some of the people, not all the people, who have been asking for readings are coming to a period of time in their life when their mission, as they promised before they came into this lifetime, seems to be opening up and evolving.
Right.
And I'm finding that such a beautiful thing because I know what it's like to wait and feel like you're on hold and not sure what you're holding for.
You're on hold?
Yeah. When you're on hold and you're not sure what you're being on hold for, it can be frustrating. And then all of a sudden the door opens up and there it is. It's
yeah.
a beautiful thing.
Well, it's been really interesting because some of the people that I've been using, I'll make a comment that God tells me and they'll say, oh, I just got through saying that yesterday. And I said, well, he's trying to verify you that this is not a Charlene thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is a God thing. God's doing the healing. So that's been fun.
Well, I would like to invite those who are out there listening to our voice to give us a call, 877-876-5227. You might be interested in an attitude adjustment.
That one is always real.
A physical problem
yeah.
that you need to revisit and help bring along to a beautiful resolution. Or you might have some goals in your life that you want some seeds planted in the universe to help clothe in material abundance and come back to you. Or you might have a question that we can go to the cherubim with and find an answer. While we're talking about the cherubim, it reminds me of something that I learned a long time ago. In case there are people who are beginning to channel or they have questions about channeling. I took a class, and this class had to do with people who, a certified senior advisor, they are people who work with the elderly. And one of the things that we were studying was the human ear. And for those of you who might be familiar with, there's the external ear, and then there is a tube that goes beyond that they call the outer ear, and then there is a middle ear and an inner ear, and there's a whole diagram as to what makes moves along sound in the eardrum. It's very fascinating how the ear works. And then there is an auditory nerve that goes up into the brain, and I believe it is up in this auditory nerve that goes up into the brain that helps make sense of what we hear. In other words, it gives to us an explanation in our, it helps our mind to have an explanation of what we are hearing. And I believe that this, when you channel, this is what the spiritual hierarchy or individuals that you are working with, that you are channeling, this is what they are working with. They are sending the wave, the information wave, into the auditory nerve that goes into the brain. And it is why you can channel someone who speaks a foreign language when you don't speak it. In other words, you might be, if you're speaking with Joan of Arc and she speaks French and you speak English, well, this is how you understand what the content of their message is that the sound waves come in, goes through the auditory nerve, and it is your brain that gives meaning to these sound waves. So I found that very fascinating when I learned about hearing and put that together with what I know. Don't you think it's fascinating, Charlene?
Yes, I do, and I think the audience needs to know, and all of us need to be aware that everybody can learn it.
Yes.
See, everybody thinks it's just a, well, they'll say, well, that's because you've got the gift, or God gave you the gift. And I said, yes, but you've got the gift, let's develop the gift.
And actually, it takes effort and it takes time. You know, we're kind of, I think one of the problems, Charlene, is that we are an instant society. You know, instant oatmeal,
right.
Instant pudding, and some of these really satisfying events in our life takes development and it takes determination. You've got to work with it before you get a result. So some of it, I believe, is that people don't stay with something long enough to get the result that they want.
Well, some of them are, I find they would like to, but they just don't believe in themselves.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah. Most of them will say, because when I've been teaching classes or individuals, it's like they'll say, yeah, well, I'm not getting it. I'm not hearing, and I say, well, let's practice a little bit more. And then if I say, well, do a reading from me, they'll go, oh no, I can't do it to you. And I say, why not? Oh, well, I would be intimidated. I said, don't be intimidated. It comes from God.
Well, and then I think these might be gifts that an individual has worked with over several lifetimes. Something that comes into mind are composers like Mozart, who I think he was at age 3, was
right.
Composing symphonies. So, you know, that soul, I hardly think, came in with that. He didn't learn that in 3 years. You know, that was something that he
yeah,
had over
he
several...
Yeah, he came in with that.
Yeah. You know, I have a book, and I just saw... a statement that I just love, Charlene. It says, sometimes we turn to God when our foundations are shaking, only to find out that it is God who is shaking them.
Yes. Isn't that the truth? All along, you know, isn't that interesting?
I like that. And then here's another one that I think is interesting. In life, sometimes you get what you want. Sometimes you get what you need, sometimes you get what you deserve, and sometimes you get what you get.
And sometimes it's just what you get, huh?
Okay, folks, don't wait until 5 minutes before the hour to decide that you're going to give us a call. Our number here is 877-876-5227. Charlene, in case there's some people out there who maybe haven't heard this show before, because we do have new listeners who come to us, would like for you just to mention what some people call the quantum field and how you go into this and work with God. Give people a little background on that.
Well, the quantum field is is an energy field of a different vibrational frequency. Or some people are being taught that it's a theta field, or which is a lower vibration. Actually, your brain's waves slow down. As a clinical hypnotherapist, of course, I learned that in doing hypnosis, and how the individual that you're working with, their brain waves slow down. But now we're finding that since we're so energetically connected to each other, that if I go into theta state or into the quantum field, whichever the person chooses to identify it as, that if I go into that field, the client goes into it automatically because we're in the same energy field.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody says, how can you do that or know what's going on with that that person if they're, say, in Canada, or like we've been doing Dominic, you know,
and
some of the others that are quite a ways away? How do you do that? And I said, well, because we're energetically connected. And when we energetically connect, then God shows to me what is going on. And then I can work with them. So what it does is the brain waves slow down from 4 to 6 cycles per second. And that puts you in a theta state. When you go into a theta state, you can command and ask God to clear or to manifest.
Well, Charlene, if I might interrupt you for just a moment, dear, we have a caller who has joined the show. And your name, please?
Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi.
We just love hearing from you. Now, what did we say that sparked your inquisitive nature tonight?
The quantum field is something that I'm so fascinated with.
Aren't we all?
Mm-hmm. And could you explain to me what the GLIA cells are in the brain?
I don't know personally. Do you, Charlene?
I can't hear at all.
Spell it out loud. She can't hear you.
GLIA cells in the human brain are?
GLIA cells, Charlene. In the brain.
In the brain?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that.
Okay, because I've just been watching light hop all over my brain, and I'm going, what's that? And I got, that's the glia cells, and I went, okay. And then I thought I'd ask you, because you know a lot.
Well, you have to understand this, Charlene, Rosemary, that when Charlene works,
mm-hmm.
she's watching what God is doing.
Okay.
And, sort of like gives a report of what she's seeing,
mm-hmm.
and God doesn't always open up the medical book and
not very often
and do a drawing and give her the medical terminology.
No, what he does is he just shows me, and then I just relay what I'm visualizing or seeing, or sometimes he'll make a comment and he'll say, ask him this or get permission for that, or watch what he's doing. But I don't have a medical background to say, you know, this is what this is called, or this is what I see the cells. I might see the cells changing.
Okay.
I'll watch the chromosome sometimes, like see where he's pulling one out that is dysfunctional for that individual,
mm-hmm.
and replacing it with a new one with new information in the DNA. I don't hear what the medical field would call that, because I don't have that kind of background.
Oh, I was just wondering, because I mean, I don't know what it is sometimes either.
Mm-hmm.
I just go and have the experience and then go, what was that? And then they give me this long thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I do like to double check with someone who might.
You know, I have found myself, Rosemary, that doing some research on the internet, in other words, put it into Google. It's amazing what you'll come up with.
Thank you.
If that happened to me, and I wanted to know that, I would put it in Google.
Well, I've heard it before, but I couldn't tell you what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard what it is, but I can't tell you.
Okay, well, I
so before you go, Rosemary, what were you doing at the time that this happened? Were you meditating?
Deeply meditating.
Uh-huh.
I mean, invoking light for this planet and for those on it and for the ascension that's coming for us all.
Mm-hmm.
And just watching this explosion of, as a response, watching this explosion of light in my brain, and I went, okay, what was that? And that's kind of what I got. And I thought...
That is the word that you got?
Those are the words that I got.
Okay.
Now, did you feel at the time, Rosemary, that you were bringing energy from the upper planes through your brain and your body into the planet?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's our duty to, I mean, as bearers of light, to bring that...
Yeah.
That light to the planet. I mean, I sometimes will joke with people and say, what if you had a lovely home and you had tenants and they never paid your rent? That would be like a person walking on this planet and never praying for its welfare and its improvement and its sustenance as a being of light.
Well, I really value the fact that you brought this up, Rosemary, and we're talking about this, because I really do believe along with you, that we all have a responsibility. We were made caretakers of this planet, and we are not necessarily doing... I'm not talking about you in particular. I'm talking mm-hmm. about humankind is not handling the responsibility as they should. And I'm glad that you brought it up and talked about this, because, like you said, all of us should be consciously thinking about this. And the point is, I do believe, that if you have the desire, the spiritual hierarchy and source will work with you to, and anyone who desires to do this work, will work with the individual and help heal the planet, and this is sorely needed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also think that our science tries to teach that the Earth is not a living being.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's not scientific, you can't... it wasn't, I think, until we went into Fermi Labs and proved that the expectations of the experimenter often govern the outcome of the experiment. Became aware of the quantum field and how things change, that we began to suspect that life might be in everything.
But, you know, I really
but
do
life
believe...
life is in everything.
It is.
Yeah.
I think that belief system is slowly changing,
mm-hmm.
and the foundation was laid, I believe, when science started coming up with the concept of the string theory, and we're starting to realize that we are having connections all over the cosmos through this theory. It's the metaphysical side of the string theory. And what happens here is carried over instantly in other places in the cosmos. When I start reading about those things, I find it so utterly fascinating. And this knowledge is starting to seep out into the world, I do believe. We're all connected. We are all one. And we have a great deal of help here in for humanity to make a change here on this planet. And I thank you for bringing that up. I commend you for working with Earth's healing. And I hope other people who listen to this will get the idea to work with it also.
Well, I would hate to be arrears in my rent. So
while we're talking about this and the
yeah.
rent that we owe, I'd like to offer something. You know, we hear news, not that we go out looking for it, but we do. We come across news that is very sad, very unpleasant, very unloving, and this thought of sending out healing is another thought that I would like to offer to people. When you read some news where there has been some tragedy, where an individual has suffered some tragedy someplace, that we send our love and God's healing to them. So the planet, yes?
Always, yes, but also with a deep and utter reverent respect for that person, their learning, and their choices.
Yes.
And that the doors of grace and comfort and bliss be open to them.
Absolutely.
When they decide.
That's a beautiful way of putting it. Thank you.
I mean, we have a large group of the population that are still in the old paradigm. If I suffer enough, I can buy a piece of God and then he'll owe me. And this was just accumulated in the consciousness over a period of time. And we just slowly can let go of that and not even feel guilty for every joyous moment that we choose to allow ourselves to have. We'll still do our work, but we'll walk in great joy.
Well, what you say is true. I have been particularly awakened to what is going on in some places in Africa right now, where women are being brutalized in some terrible ways, where animals are being slaughtered just because they happen to be living in the forest. And I hope that people who hear this and maybe have read about it will send some of their thoughts to that great darkness and help dispel those dark places in the world where life is being lived in that fashion.
Mm-hmm. We will do that, and all of us are doing it. I mean, it's just your next breath, you wrap the planet in light. You know, the same one meditation I've been doing for over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
9 bands of light around the planet. Throw in some angels.
Well, you know, Rosemary, you're conscious of these things, but everyone is not necessarily conscious of it, because I think you have made a habit out of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And many of us haven't gotten to that point where it's a habit with us. And we wait in grocery lines. We wait in lines in the bank. We have so many lines that we stand in, and we could take those few minutes that we're doing that and offer some of this prayer work that you're talking about. It's incredibly beautiful service to the planet.
And,
well,
and to each other. I mean, I'll tell you two stories, and then I will let you share with you this way. Each mother, even though we're all hurried and we want to get the children out the door, it's our duty, honor, and obligation that before that child leaves to go out in the world, there is white light and safety and protection put around that child. We work hard to put coat on them and clothes on them, but they need to wear light.
Well, thank you for bringing that up. That's a beautiful thought, and perhaps that's something else that we can add to it, sort of like adding that hat to the coat we just put on them.
Absolutely. It's like I was talking to a little kid once, and I said, "You wouldn't go to school without your underwear, would you?" He said, "Nope." I said, "Well, don't go without the white light either." So
that reminds me of something else, Rosemary. When people cook,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can prepare meals just as reverently.
Oh well, yes. I mean, you know, I've served burn food that tasted good just because it was blessed.
Well, I haven't done that yet.
I don't know how Spirit did that, but it worked just fine. So that light that we all carry, and I mean, I know that I came here, and I always used to, as a child, go and sing to the heart of the earth. I never could tell anyone about it, because
mm-hmm.
I knew that that wasn't something you could do, but we have so much power if we would choose to use it.
Well, we forget that, I believe.
Well, the whole culture has kind of made you, is pointed towards causing us to lack belief? You know, if you if there really was God, why isn't there a Mercedes in your driveway? Well, maybe God doesn't believe that a Mercedes is what you need right now.
Well, and then there has been many children that have grown up hearing from their parents how terrible they are.
Mm-hmm.
If you've had a parent who has supported you, and I'm not talking about money, but I mean supported you in all of these levels of feeling good about yourself,
mm-hmm.
You've been very fortunate.
That's a true gift. Some of the things that I've suggested is that if your parents knew who they were, they would not have said those things or done those things.
Right, they wouldn't.
And if you take your instructions from someone who's lost, perhaps you might be lost as well. If you meditate and take your instructions from your spirit, you will be guided well because God has never abandoned anyone.
That's so true, but you know, the little child growing up, if they've had the disadvantage of parents who were not loving, it takes them a long time to get to the point that you're talking about because their parents at the moment are their world.
Mm-hmm. But you can still love them anyway.
I would agree with that.
I mean, the Master Jesus said to forgive them for they know not what they do. And you just love them. And it'll turn, you know, I love what St. Augustine said, love and do as you like. So
that's true.
That's the whole of it, and I will not take any more of your time. But I, as I was talking to you, I did look up those cells, and yes, they are in the brain, and they're the glue that holds the brain together.
Oh, that's where I've heard it.
And they're neurons and everything else. So it's just kind of like, I guess we have these experiences, and then God fills in what they are later. But the courage to have that experience without a four-point explanation beforehand is something that I've been working on quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I usually want it explained to me before I do it.
Well, you know, that's good. And then there's also an element of faith.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the element of faith is being willing to trust and know that if you're doing this work, you are going to be divinely led to do the right thing.
Well, thank you for sharing your wisdom with us, Rosemary.
And thank you for having this program and this format and for bringing such wonderful people on to encourage us to continue doing our personal and best. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Take care.
Bye. You too. Bye, Rosemary.
Bye.
Well, that was a beautiful call, Charlene. Before someone else calls, why not give us your phone number so that if people want an individual healing with you outside of the radio show, they know how to call, reach you?
It's 801-944-9346, and that's Mountain Standard Time.
Oh, we're getting so proficient now.
Oh, aren't we? It's about time.
Something that I want to mention is that this Friday we are having a conference call with Archangel Michael. He's going to be discussing the new energies for the year that is coming in and working with the emotional body, which is part of the subtle body. And if you are someone who is very close to Archangel Michael and you wish to work with him, this Friday, you can go to my website, www.carolynevers.com. And up in the right-hand corner, it says conference call. And if you just hit that button, you'll get all the information. So, Charlene, that was, I believe, some interesting information that Rosemary was discussing, and it reminds us that we need to pay some rent. I like that.
pay rent.
Yeah, pay rent to the planet.
Well, I think you have to learn to appreciate how much Mother Earth really gives to us, which she gives us life, because everything has life in it, and everything has God's love. And so when I was studying Curlian photography, everything has an aura and has an energy field, and all of it is put together because of God's love. And I think we are so disoriented, maybe that's my word, disoriented from what our true self wants to be here, because we've got all this other stuff going on. And it's kind of hard to keep ourselves pulled back in and saying, okay, what is really important in life?
You know, those pictures from Curlian photography are really fascinating.
Yes, they are.
And maybe you brought that up so that we can talk about that for a little bit. As I understand Curlian photography, it's taking pictures through an electrical field so that when you look at a negative, negatives are usually black and white, and when you have a Curlian photograph, what would have been black is now white, and vice versa. So what that means is if you take a picture of a human being, instead of showing up as a white image on the negative, it's showing up as a dark image, and the surrounding field around the individual, if it is done in black and white, will be white. And that means that you can see the energy. And so it's a way of taking photographs where people can actually see the energy. I saw a carousel of pictures where some scientists were taking some fascinating pictures, Charlene. They did such things like one person would take their hands and touch another person, and they were taking pictures of this as it happened. And you could see when the two people were bringing their hands together how the energy field tried to reach out to one another, and then the closer the hands came, each person's energy field was intensified so that it grew. It was fascinating to see these pictures because it showed a whole nother world of energy and how our energy is interrelated with others. They took a picture of two people kissing, which I loved that one, because what happened is the energy surrounding the couple was just enormous. Did you ever see the series of pictures where they cut a leaf off of a tree?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Why don't you talk about that a little? Because I found that fascinating.
Well, when they went in and cut the leaf, actually the aura or energy of the leaf was still there. Even though the physical part was gone, you could still see the energy from it. Now, it apparently after a while it would disperse. But see, that's called the holograph. Whenever we have an energy, even if it's between two individuals, let's say that, like you were talking about, a couple that love each other, that energy is transmitted to each other. And even if it's a negative, I do a lot with people that's got someone that is very negative in their life, and we're having to detach that energy field that is connected to them so that they can move in a different space of being at peace. So that's kind of what we're looking at. But the Curlian photography, I even saw it where, let's say that you have somebody that is a healer. They actually can put their hands on another individual. The one I was watching was an individual had cancer, And when that healer got through putting their hands on that individual, they took pictures again of their hands before and after. The colors and the energy within those hands were different colors. They were actually healing that individual by their touch.
Yeah, these are all fascinating things, and I think that when people can see a picture of this, it helps their belief system, and it helps them to understand what is going on in the world energetically.
Yes, and they even showed this one fellow that was showing how he had some sensors on a plant, and he picked up a needle, and he pricked his finger, and the plant on that register just went crazy. Just like if you were doing a polygram for lie detector,
mm-hmm.
you should have seen the graft on that machine, because he was experiencing pain, and when he experienced pain, that plant reacted to it.
I think this book was called The Secret Life of Plants. Is this the one you're talking about, or were you talking about something from another book?
Oh, it wasn't a book. It was being demonstrated.
Oh, well, this came from a book, and I do believe it was called The Secret Life of Plants. And there was an experiment done. There were plants in a room, several plants in pots, and a man went into the room, and he pulled one plant out of the pot, broke it up in pieces, and dropped the pieces on the floor. And they had connected electrodes to the other plants, and the other plants were registering their reaction to seeing this gentleman do this. He leaves the room, and now the electrodes are still there. He comes back at a later time, and he does nothing. He just walks over to where the plants are, and it is like the plants remembered what happened. It is like the plants remembered that this man had pulled this plant out of another pot, and
wow.
They were all registering on like you say, on a lie detector test, they were, now I don't know if it's fair enough to say that they were registering emotion like fear, I can't say.
Well, yeah,
say.
They do, though. That's because everything has God's love.
Well, these plants knew that this was the man who broke up the other one, and as he walked towards him, the gauges were just going crazy. And he never touched them. He walked out of the room again. So they remembered that in some fashion. So there was a lot of different experiments that they had done using, plants, electrodes, thoughts. Some fascinating information if people are interested in this. And I think it fits in very well with what we are doing, Charlene, because...
Well, I think that's kind of the thing that we want to remember, too, is when we're interacting with others, we need to be aware that even though we might not verbally be slamming somebody, maybe in our thought patterns we are. And that vibrational frequency of energy that you're projecting at that person is actually being projected to them. And we have to be very, very aware that we're very kind. It's kind of Rosemary saying, send God's love. Even if the individual is kind of ornery with you, it's kind of difficult sometimes to turn around and ask God, well, send your love to that individual.
All you have to do is to be driving in a car today and look at someone through your rear view mirror, and if you're not driving fast enough for them, you know right away what they're projecting at you.
Yeah, I know. So it's kind of hard because we live in a world that's made up of resounding vibrational frequency. of sound. And so we live in that world, but we're not on a conscious level aware of what's going on as much as on the spiritual level, because all things are vibrational frequency.
Well, you know, that reminds me of something very interesting, Charlene. There was a question posed. If there's no one in the woods and a tree falls over, did that tree really make a sound if no one could hear it? And what popped into my mind when we were having this conversation is, even though a tree falls and someone is not there in the immediate vicinity, that energy pattern has to move out, and there's a possibility that somebody's going to pick it up.
Well, because it's still a vibrational frequency of sound.
Yes.
So that's the planet that we live on.
Mm-hmm.
It's made up of vibrational frequency of sound. And that's why we need to be very aware that when we're raising children or interacting with people, that we do it with a kind mind or with kind verbalization, because that child is picking it up, like you were saying, or somebody else just in line. You know, if I'm standing in line, somebody says, "Oh, isn't that awful to have to stand in line so long?" And I said, "Oh, no, I just know I'll make some friends." I mean, you just stand long enough, you might as well visit with somebody, right?
Well, that's very true. You brought up something interesting, and that is, if the world that we live in is vibrational frequency and we are awakened to that, and we become aware of the fact that the world around us is vibrational frequency, let's talk a little bit about how we can use that to our advantage. Now, what I mean by advantage is not something devious, but something
No.
in a positive manner.
Well, that's why you have to be very aware of what you're sending out, because if you send out a vibrational frequency that is of a lower vibrational frequency, what's going to happen? It comes back to you. Because that's called the quantum field. You're creating it. You're creating whatever frequency that you're projecting. So be aware, too, that if you want good and love and kindness and peace, send it out. Doesn't mean the other individual's going to always respond. But whatever they're putting out is going to come back to them.
Well, you see, that's exactly what I wanted to talk about, Charlene, is the fact that the world is a world of frequency. It is the very reason why and how we are creating our future. Those things that come to us in the future, we are creating that in the present. And the explanation of it, of course, is that we are walking in a world of frequency. We don't always realize this because we don't see it. Maybe what we need to do is get a curly lens camera and do a little bit of picture taking so that we can actually see what's around us.
It sure would help us with our attitude, wouldn't it?
Yeah, then we might not need an attitude adjustment.
Yeah, that you talked about at the beginning. Because it's kind of interesting when I help people change their perspective of their lives. For instance, if you have an individual that they just seem to start being successful, and then all of a sudden they're failing again. Well, there's something within their energy field that has been projected to them. Maybe it was when they were growing up. It might be in a DNA or past life information that has programmed that they can't be successful.
Or that they don't deserve it.
Oh, yeah. And so, and then, even if I, let's say, go in and program in the quantum field and program. Now, we're talking about changing the vibrational frequency of their belief system. That's what we're doing. And we go in and change it. now you might change that they deserve it. Then I also say to them, now will you accept what you deserve? So many people will say, I deserve it. But what I find is they're not accepting what they deserve. There's a difference. So I always have to say, but are you willing to accept?
It's a lot to consider. But then working with someone who is experienced, you understand this. Charlene, we have about 10 minutes here. I would like to invite those who I know that our conversation is enchanting. But folks, don't wait until 5 minutes before we're ready Right. Call in with your question. I just believe that there is someone out there who is listening who would like to have some programming done in their quantum field, either for the healing of the physical or bringing abundance into your life, or finding someone that you would like to enter your life and help bring you some happiness, and finding some goals or helping you work with the goals that you're trying to fulfill. Our
well,
number here.
Them, but this can be for fun. I had one lady that we've been working and on different things, and I said, "Well, you know, God's willing to give you something fun." Something you've always wanted to do, something you've desired. And she says, well, I've always wanted to go on Alaskan cruise, to go up, you know, the coast to Alaska. And I said, well, let's put that in the field. She says, well, does God care about that? And I said, does it make you happy? And she says, oh, yeah, I've just always wanted to do that. But she says, my husband won't go. I've asked him before, and he just won't go. And I said, well, you know, let's put it in the field anyway. Let's see how it turns out. So 2 weeks later, she calls me and says, guess where I'm going? I said, I guess to Alaska. And she said, I mentioned it to my husband that I wanted to go, and he's okay, let's go.
Okay, folks, the number here is 877-876-5227. You got 5 minutes now.
People forget that what you're doing is most of us feel like we have what we've got and we can't do anything about it. In reality, God wants you to have it all. And it is just because we've got the wrong vibrational frequency that's making it so. So all we go in and we change, have God change the vibrational frequency of what's in there and put in the positive vibrational frequency for what you choose. Now, that sounds pretty simplistic, but it's really it.
No, I think people need to know just how easy it is. And
it
your
is
name,
very.
Caller?
My name is Regina.
Hi, Regina. What can we do for you, dear?
Well, I'm new at, I just started listening to the station probably like 2 days ago now.
Isn't it exciting?
It is. I'm just like so much to learn, you know, and so I didn't know exactly what you were doing on the show, so I didn't know how to, if I should call or not.
Well, we're glad you called, Regina.
Well, thank you.
Give us some thoughts as to what's on your mind.
a lot has been going on. My husband's been off work since May, got hurt. They had to do knee surgery on him, and then he couldn't see out of his right eye because he got blood clot in his knee and then one in his eye, and it's just been crazy around here.
Well, it sounds to me like you're going to have to tune in next week too and talk to us, Charlene.
Would you do that, please?
Yes, I would. I'm like so into this stuff.
Her issue right now is with her husband.
I see that.
And finances.
Yes.
Regina, are you working?
No.
Is this something that you would like to do? Is there a particular calling that you have?
I don't know yet. I know I want to help people. I just don't know what kind of field I should be going into. Right now I just got everything open right now. You know, I know I want to go back to school.
Regina, is there anything, any experience that you have in a field where you've been working, you know, helping people?
Mm-mm, no. just I'm pretty much been a housewife.
We don't have much time. Let's work with a couple minutes that we have right now. Here's something that I would suggest that you do. Take a pad of paper, put on the left-hand side all of those skills that you think that you have. Even if it's something just as simple as driving a car, you put that down. Now, you're not going to be doing this all at one time. Put it on a coffee table someplace, and when you think of something that you know that you can do, you write it down. The writing down is very important. Then on the other side, you're going to be putting some things down as to things that you see yourself doing.
Okay.
Now, we don't have enough time to work with this, so I want you to call next week, but let me tell you a real quick story. There was a lady in my hometown. Her husband died. She didn't have life insurance on him, and she had something like $750 or $1,200, whatever it was. It wasn't a lot of money. And she did this, and she figured the only thing that she could do was drive a car. She thought about it and thought about it, and eventually she bought a used Rolls-Royce. She found a wonderful-looking Rolls-Royce, started taking business people to the airport, started driving people back and forth on prom night, made a living, started a business. So what I'd like for you to do, because we're up to the moment when we got to get off, start your list, call us next week.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
One of the things you want to do is look at what has been your heart's desire. I don't care what your age was. Something inside of you lets you know.
Okay?
Okay,
thank you, guys.
Start on it. Call us next week.
Okay, so make a list of everything I can do, and then on the other side, write two things down that I want to do.
Well,
yes,
Charlene calls it your heart's desire. I said things that you could see yourself doing.
Okay.
Call us next week.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
Bye.
You guys have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you, Charlene.